be a guy that, like, cheats on my wife on the road or things like that.
You don't want to be Mark Birbiglia?
Yeah, sure.
that was like that's what Sleepwalk With Me was about, right?
Is it?
Yeah, the whole thing is just about, like,
I thought you were, like, just inserting fake comic, like, not fake comic, but, like, you know, just a comic.
Oh, just spilling the tea?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You haven't read. That was, like, one of the first, because when I was in college, I remember I told some girl that I did comedy, and the only thing she knew about comedy was Sleepwalk With Me. It's like, does that mean, like, you cheat on everybody?
How would you be happy if you had Mike Birbiglia's career?
Yeah, I'd be super happy. That's a great career.
His opener is like, I know you guys know me, but, like, not, you don't know it from where.
Yeah.
It's like, that's like a good.
That's funny.
Like, he gets to have all the things except for a kind of fame, really.
And he has a good audience of polite people, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not my crowd. I'm too late.
It's NPR comedy, kind of.
Yeah, it's like, wait, don't tell me.
Which is funny because his first
CD
is...
don't tell me what he did 20 years ago.
Yeah.
No, I need him. I need to have a celebrity I can like. Please don't tell
me.
Hey,
wife, I have to tell you something. Wait, don't tell me. Don't tell me. We have to raise a kid. I don't need to know.
Whatever you did at Yuck Yucks in Toronto is between you and that waitress.
We have Darren, and you have the Broadway money I need. Well, what I should have said was nothing.
How long till you do a one-man show that's just like 90 impressions?
I tried doing that at the Pit.
Really?
It was terrible.
What?
Well, I like wrote it the day before. I pitched it to the Pit Improv Fest. And I performed it, and I thought I could get away with just doing like Nick Kroll style, like I go on and do stand up as like three different characters.
You got to build it, Robbie.
I didn't build it at all. I didn't do any work for it. Yeah, I really winged it, and it was a disaster.
You did characters that like exist, or you made them up?
I made up the character. I think I did one impression and two characters.
Do you remember what they were?
I think the impression was Pete Davidson, I think, and just because I was doing Trick or Treat and I had been practicing that one.
Yeah.
And then I think I did this character called like the Cool Pope, which is basically like, it was basically Brandon Wardell, but in a Pope outfit. And fuck, what was the other one? I forgot the other one I did. Oh, I did this like fake Hollywood producer character that was like very it was basically Robert Evans. And
Baby, come to my condo in Miami. Yeah. Let me molest you a little bit.
It was a little bit like that. It was like, hey, yeah. It was like, let me tell you something about Jack Nicholson in 1945. I fucked him. You know, it was like that kind of thing.
It was like when Hader did the roast.
Everybody
thing.
In Hollywood was bisexual.
It wasn't the most, none of them were the most original character. I mean, the Pope one I had actually practiced as like a character, but I wrote it for a 3-minute sketch. I hadn't had a monologue is a completely different story. And it's like, you can't just do like bits in a one-man show, kind of. You have to like have like a story.
I've been working on some characters that have been trying on stage.
Yeah, like what?
One's a Snitch Hedberg.
That's pretty good.
And it's just like me being like, that guy said the N-word. I heard him say it loud, hard R before the show.
Yeah, I love my drug dealer because he's that guy over there. Yeah.
That dude used to say the N-word.
This guy's
does.
White.
He still does.
Yeah. But he used to say the N-word. I checked his Twitter. He still does too.
Yeah. There we go. We got a tag now. And then the other one is this is my impression of a guy mugging you, and then I take the realistic looking Grove gun out. I'm like, give me your fucking money right now, and I just point it at like an unsuspecting audience.
I like that. That's hilarious.
You should try that on the street. You should run that as like a man on the street bit.
I'm gonna do it at Grand Central to the National Guard troop stationary, the sentinel next to the turnstile.
Have you run
I love elevators because they can only become stairs that guy ran up when he stole your fucking stuff from GameStop.
One time I was on an escalator and there was a homeless guy in front of me on the escalator, like 5 steps up, and he just pulled his dick out and started pissing. We're both riding.
That's
up,
such a funny thing to pissing. Do in motion,
dude,
on an escalator.
It was great. I respect it. I didn't
I was
move.
Riding a yellow line,
like,
dude.
Because you know what's nice about that?
People
this,
do
that,
shit like
that.
That
step's going to go away.
It was just fine.
You're not going to have to step on that.
I kind of moved to like the other side. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, I kind of just left him alone.
I was at like...
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. Sir. Sir,
please.
Like he's gonna turn around and be like, "Oh, my bad."
But that's the thing in Austin.
Some of us have to ride this.
In Austin, the cool thing is you can just pull out a gun and be like, "Do that shit fucking again." And guns really just fix everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like if you had a gun, you could just point in that guy's face and he would apologize.
Just look at Elliot Rodger. It solved all of his problems.
Yeah. Just you know, if you
women
have a good,
won't fuck
more
me.
Intelligent, handsome guy that isn't given his due with a gun is better than a bad guy with a gun.
That's true.
I think a fake Grove gun is just as good.
But homeless people fucking do shit like that. Or even just New Yorkers. Like, I was, like, on the train at Cobble Hill one time doing a brewery show out there. And this guy, like, I think we were just, like, laughing at, like, a joke. It wasn't even, like, an offensive joke. It was, like, Noah said something silly. Noah Snyder. And then he just starts taking all the stuff out of his bag and, like, throwing it at us. And then, like... And then, like, Noah's, like, being, like, kind of a white guy, but I was like, what do you stand to gain? And I'm just like, no, this, it's one black guy. There's five of us. And Noah's like, but we're all white. It'll look bad. I'm like, no, let's beat the shit out of this guy.
Have you not considered how rude this is, sir?
So what do you have to gain?
What do you have to gain? At what end? What is your end game, sir?
No, literally, I was like, let's beat this guy's ass. And Noah's like, but the optics, Wolfgang. And I was like, he literally said, but the optics.
Is Noah
And while I'm having this conversation. He's being for real. And while I'm having this conversation with Noah, this guy just takes a pack of Ritz crackers out of his bag, nails me in the side of the head.
Imagine a homeless guy with like almost no stuff. That's a good throwing gag. It all at you.
That is a good.
He doesn't have so much stuff, and he's still willing to throw it at you. That's the thing.
Are we sure it wasn't a gag to throw crackers at white people? That's pretty good.
It was pretty funny in hindsight. Hitting me, like if I saw a guy get hit in the face with crackers, like if he hit, like you're not thinking about the deep irony of this. Is that he's hitting a cracker with crackers?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Just because you were laughing? Just because you guys were having a jolly time?
Just
because
we were literally just in New York enjoying ourselves, and we're not from here. Yeah.
You were holding hands and skipping, and he's like, "I'm gonna ruin this white boy's day. Take some crackers, cracker."
Did you see the guy who threw two cans on fire the other day?
A toucan?
Yeah. There's a video online, but this guy had two like soup cans that he put something in and lit on fire.
That's so beast.
Literally walks over with two cans on fire. I'll cut it in. And then throws it at people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who'd he throw it at?
It's just, I like how people were walking
Times
by.
Times Square Elmo?
Even that, just Times tourists. Tourists, I think.
Just tourists?
But it's like literally like the fact that you can see someone with two cans on fire. Something I've literally never seen in my life. Yeah. But you're still kind of like,
oh, that'll
work. It's
like how Clay carries two beers
that'll
around.
That'll work itself out.
Yeah. Edward Firehands.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. I lit my beers on fire.
I'm a legend.
Dude, this Rick is so beast.
Yeah. Rick and Morty.
But yeah, dude, the teenager that threw all the shit at us, then he threw lotion at me and I ducked it and it splattered all over the trash.
Well, no wonder he was so ashy.
Damn. Yeah, dude. But it was just funny. Getting on the train, he went back to go pick up all of his stuff and he's like scraping some of the lotion in the
bottle.
That's
like, why are you throwing it at Wolfgang? You don't have that much stuff, man.
That's the sad. That's when you really win, though.
That's actually flattering that he was willing to sacrifice most of his worldly possessions to own these kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so funny that no. What did we do?
At what meat? What? At what end, sir?
At what cost?
At what cost?
Have you considered the ramifications of your actions?
Society and democracy are already hanging by a thread.
You are still beholden to a social contract and laws, sir. You are still a law-abiding citizen that exists within this municipality of New York City.
I know you don't have a home, so you might not have taken the census, but we all are still members of the United States of America.
We live in a society.
We're all brothers in a fraternal bond that brings this country together, not divided by God or religions, but by our shared dream and goal to ride the subway and sometimes take a piss on it when you're drunk.
Yeah. I like the idea.
Just because I'm not willing to tear up the social contract doesn't mean it's not still binding.
I'm starting to realize that talking like this might be why a black teenager wants to throw all this stuff at me.
Yes, I look like a hipster who's 24, but I talk like a mid-turn of the century British man.
And I look and dress like David Foster Wallace. And if I try to explain Infinite Jest to this guy, he's just going to get madder.
Do you think you could like...
Excuse me, sir. How are you throwing things at me like life's troubles threw themselves at David Foster Wallace before? You must consider me like he considered the lobster.
Guys, just cut to a guy jerking off, confused at you.
Yes, that's right. Metaphorically, yes, he was jerking off in Infinite Jest, but that's part of the genius of the phrase.
A homeless guy like this.
If he was still alive with us today, he would have gifted us with his magnum opus, his swan song, his sequel, Infinite Jizz.
Yeah. Trying to roll this joint. Shut the fuck up.
I wish I had more crackers to throw at you.
All you white poops better shut the fuck up. I'm trying to masturbate on this full train.
I've run out of stuff to throw, so now I have to fucking jack off.
Does anyone have any food so I can throw it at him?
I would rather keep starving than hear this guy talk about Infinite Jest.
I think you could find like a schizophrenic homeless guy and then challenge him to a duel and then have a fake pistol duel off.
Yeah.
And win where the homeless guy, you could like fake imaginary shoot him and he would fall down.
Yeah.
And then you just get on the train.
All right, I'm Johnny Knoxville and this is a homeless duel.
Yeah.
That'd be a good jackass prank.
You could challenge a homeless guy to a duel.
Bam Torres.
You could cure him. You could cure him like a evangelical preacher. Like, you are now cured.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's just like, oh, I'm normal now.
That's what the soloist was about. Bam Margera also tore his hamstring, Wolfgang. So there
you go. His bam string. Yeah.
That guy's
he's 48 years old and he does a lot of drugs. I'm like healthy and I exercise. I shouldn't be.
Why is he still skateboarding? It's like, dude, come on, man. I guess he loves it. I guess it's the only thing he loves in this world.
People need hobbies.
He'd kill himself, dude. He's like a massive, in and out of. Have you seen the docs on, like, people just breaking down all the stuff he's been doing and, like, sends people? And, like,
oh, I haven't seen
that. That's the thing. A lot of newly sober people will, like, really stay busy.
Yeah.
They'll really keep themselves and their time occupied because, like, drinking and relapsing often happens out of, like, boredom. Not even just.
Oh, it's a great time killer. Fear is the time killer.
Yeah, like being in an airport as a sober guy is probably the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, but just being with your thoughts,
your thoughts, and knowing that like you could get a $20 Bloody Mary that tastes like shit.
Yeah, and and getting drunk will fast forward the 6-hour flight. I used to actually not drink at the airport at all. It was fine. You just don't think about it. Because I never got to the airport early enough. I was always cutting it super close, so I never had time to drink there.
I just don't drink a ton anymore because it hurts my tummy.
Yeah.
The closest I ever got to drinking at an airport was being out on a bender in D.C. and being like, what's still open?
Hilarious,
and
really.
And being like, oh, the airport stays open.
So you went to the airport just to drink?
No, the guy talked to me. He told me I was being crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, because they shut down the bars, too, usually.
Yeah. Well, they have. I think they have. I don't know.
No, they don't. Because I tried to get drunk coming back from a flight. And it was too late. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very degenerate uncle. I definitely would have done that. Gone to a casino.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Alcoholism is really fucking cool.
It does have its ups.
But everyone's high, and that's kind of annoying.
What do you mean?
Everybody's like, you're inebriated, you know?
Everyone's fucked up all the time on everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, dude.
Especially in New York City. It's a big coke city.
Yeah.
A lot of cocaine
people
going
on. Yeah, people are trying to escape their lives.
Yeah, people are just depressed here, so they're doing coke and on pills and stuff.
I think as a society, we're going in the right direction.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Everyone's like zapped out of their minds.
Everybody's zapped out of their minds. Private equity's about to
Zoomers
own the
are
housing
not,
market.
Zoomers aren't drinking as much, though, I've heard. I've heard that, they stopped drinking.
Because they're snorting Adderall. The fuck?
But that's the best time to drink, because after you just railed a nice line, dude.
Yeah, but that's like the justification they'll have. They'll be like, do you know fucking drinking's bad? You shouldn't do the...
Yeah, I think they're more into Xanax. And Xanax makes you not want to drink as much, I think. Or maybe opioids, perks. I know perks are big.
Ripping fat.
Wolfgang, what is your generation doing? Like,
You're
being
young.
Trans. Like, unironically, that is sort of what it is.
Trans
hormones are better than beer.
Being trans is the opiate of the masses, as Karl Marx said.
I don't know. It's just weird. I mean, Mullen, I guess, already touched on this in his special, but it's like, it's so weird because the symptoms of like gender dysphoria just sound like being alive to me. Where it's just like, I'm just sad all the time. I want to kill myself.
Yeah, that is what it is.
I don't feel comfortable in my own body. Like, I think people are just...
Yeah, it's just being a teenager or being a young adult.
I don't know. I mean, some people... Whatever, dude. It's
guys,
just,
I'm
just
sorry.
It turns into PBD.
Let me clarify. I think being trans is fake. Okay.
Okay.
And
stop shaving off your eyebrows. I'm on the spectrum. I can't... If without eyebrows, I can not tell the minute specificity of your facial expressions.
No, PBD is more like... So let me tell you something. I think being trans isn't real because I was in business.
The Iranian
guy? Ask someone a question and he'll be like, okay, now look at these stats. Look.
No, look, 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 look. Yes, that's true. But we need to get rid of income tax.
Let me ask you a question. Person has two lamps. Okay, yeah. Person has two lamps.
Joe Rogan, I brought you this gift.
Yeah.
Please have Donald Trump on. I want him on so bad.
That's like an Indian guy.
I know.
Yeah, he's the Iraqi guy who's like the fucking giant eyes. Who's like, I started watching him because of business.
Rogan, let me tell you this.
He made his money through a Ponzi.
Girls underage, but the pussy's right. Good.
Like
the
a multi-level marketing. If you like Google his actual business, there's all these people being like, yeah, he scammed me.
Yeah.
He seems like a sleazy car salesman. Like, do you not get that vibe?
I mean, Persians just kind of have that.
Those
vibe.
Are the people
that's
I listen
true.
To.
Persians are just generally duplicitous. Like,
yeah, that's why they
scumbags.
Say my friend.
Yeah. They're such liars. Yeah.
My mom always called Iranians low class.
That's funny. Call my friend. Yeah,
my friend.
Know
yeah.
Buddy, this is good body, weed, buddy.
I'm not Iranian. I'm Persian.
No, bro. It's LCD sound system. It's a good, It's a cool band.
It's JLB. Like it's different.
How many of these do I need?
That's different.
How much business do I need to do to buy a white BMW? That's what I want.
I need a white BMW, very thin gold chain, please.
No, bro. I'm telling you, if you cut your dick off, girls love it.
Everyone, my Afghan family.
And if you rape a girl in college, she's not allowed to say anything about it because you cut your balls off.
Did you know that you can sell things on your website and not give it to them and you can keep the money?
Mm-hmm. I've been checking. Dude, you got to check out Ella Yerman. It's like The Daily Show, but trans and good.
Do you think I should grow out my chest hair even more? Yeah, a lot of my family was like middle class, but somehow had white BMWs, like my Afghan family.
Because that's what
that's
you do.
That's their priority. You prioritize what's important.
That's
to
like
you.
The first thing that's important. Yeah. Yeah,
I need to get that first.
And they probably lease it.
That's
right?
Their version. That's their version of like getting a big purple suit. Like, bro, if you're gonna do comedy, you're gonna do the reigning comedy jam. You have to get a white BMW. You have to you have to grow your unibrow out. You can't have a gap here. If you have a gap here, that's where they can see you. They can read your thoughts. You don't want people to be able to read your next move. You want to be move unpredictably.
Bro, it is an investment. I am the assistant manager at Hertz Rent-A-Car. I need to have a nice car, right?
Because Iran wins.
Hertz is it's a premium car company.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because here's what we'll do with Hertz.
That was the Iran.
We'll charge a nominal fee for Hertz, $34 a day. Seems pretty fair, affordable. Gonna tack on hidden fees. It's all about the hidden fees, bro. You have to get the airport surcharge, the Austin state tax. You have to get the tire check, the fueling charge. You have to get the there's a dead hooker I left in the trunk.
That was the Iran deal, actually. Obama's like, oh, look, give us your weapons, we'll give you some white BMWs.
Now what you do?
Okay, deal. What deal right now? How many you bastard? How many white BMWs you bastard?
No. You throwing cologne or no deal?
That's how they got.
Throw in like weird club music from Spain that some of us like for some reason.
Oh, well, if
okay, but they and we throw in some yellow rice.
Okay, but they all have to have beaded seat covers, please. I need beads for my back.
My friend, throw in some subwoofers. We'll, if you throw in subwoofers, we'll lay off Israel. We'll lay off Israel for like a week.
Okay, one last thing. If you throw in couch with plastic wrapping over it for my mom, we have a deal.
I remember though I rented a car from an Iranian like a guy at Hertz. I use Hertz usually, but one time I did rent one and there was like an Iranian guy that like picked up the car and I saw him like they tried to charge me for like saying I smoked in the car. I saw him as soon as like I returned the car, him get in the car and like light up a cigarette and start smoking in the car. I was like, they're scumbags, dude.
What do you want?
Hey, you got to respect the hustle. They'll do a crime and they'll be like, yeah, you have to respect
sorry,
the effort.
Buddy.
No, yeah, they're like, hey, I scammed you.
That's right.
I got you.
It's buddy. They basically, it's like,
but you
like
didn't. I caught you.
They're like magicians. They're like, see, oh, a scammer never reveals his tricks.
No, but they're like bad. They're like a bad homeless magician. We're like, is this your card? It's like, no, it's not my card. It's like, but it's a card in the deck.
$5.
Technically, I am right.
I got a guy on the street, like, read me his horse. Like, he was like, what are you, Gemini? Da, 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 da. I'm like, he's like, so I bet you'd like it this. I was like, oh, wow, good job. He's like, and if you want to know the love of your life, you have to give me $10. I was like, I'm falling for this, dude.
Oh, man.
Roey told
New York
me
rules.
The thing they do in New Orleans, Roey was telling me this, is that like,
they guess your shoes.
Yeah. What? Have you heard that one? They go like, I bet I can tell you where you got them shoes from. Where are your shoes from? And it's like where you can't.
No, they say, I bet I know where you got your shoes from.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they go like, from right there on your feet, right there. They right there, and then they just go like, that'll be $100. And get this, if you don't give them $100, they'll beat the fuck out of you.
Yeah, it's like a
really.
Yeah, so what's with the song and dance of like the joke, the riddle?
Yeah, just rob me.
It's offering you a chance to just give them $100.
Well, it's kind of like you must answer my questions three.
Yeah, like no, it is literally like the Riddler in Batman. You beat the Riddler, and then he's like, well, I'm going to cheat because I'm a fucking gay.
I'm a fucking asshole.
Instead of like a bridge troll, just like a black guy in front of a street.
Yeah. Hey, pause.
Do a bad neighborhood.
Yo, pause. Before you cross this bridge,
you must solve these riddles, tree.
You must solve these riddles, G.
True.
You got to solve this tray.
Hey, now I'm going to ask you three questions.
I got, yo, pause. Yo. I got to ask you three questions. Yo, let me hit you with this real quick. Right quick.
Kobe, 8 or 24?
Yo, all right. So, LeBron or MJ?
The GOAT debate, yeah.
If you want to get to this champs, if you want to get to this list.
Okay, starting five. Who's playing point guard? Steph? Okay, nephew. No way.
If you want to get by me, you have to solve this Jerry Springer style paternity test.
Jerry Springer.
Solve.
Yeah.
That's a solve.
Okay,
solve
now what was better? Test. What was better, Seinfeld or Martin?
Don't fuck this up.
Don't not fuck this up.
No, wrong. Seinfeld.
Wrong. Seinfeld. Reverse psychology, which is also the name of my uncle.
All right. Final question. Final question. Would you ever, or have you ever dated a sister? Would you like black women? You're like, I just like ass. Correct answer. Correct answer.
All right. Hey, put it there, homeboy. Yeah,
bonus
yeah.
question. Nancy Pelosi's titties. Smash your pass.
Smash your pass. Dwight Howard.
I'll bust down that bitch and wipe her off with the kente cloth she wearing.
Yeah. Dwight Howard. Now, he gay. Correct. He gay, right? He gay for sure. Shannon Sharpe, is he gay?
He gay.
He go by Shay Shay.
He got a little tight ass pants.
You know that motherfucker Dwight got too much air in the Jordans.
How you going? Yeah.
Jeffree Star, would you fuck her?
Jeffree Star,
would
you fuck?
Jeffree Star, gay YouTube. Gay, yeah. Makeup artist? How do we both know who that is? Pause.
I know that is. Pause? They got in trouble, right?
Because she's saved in my search history. What do you mean?
Why? Oh, is Jeffree Star a woman now?
No, Jeffree Star, that's like a guy. She's like ambiguous, right?
He was a gay guy that was a makeup artist.
But he's saying he's fucked a bunch of NBA players.
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
Yeah, wow. I know. I remember that. I thought you said she, so I was like, oh, did he transition?
I wonder who it was.
He said he fucked a bunch of NBA players. People were saying it was Dwight Howard, right? And
that makes sense, people. Yeah. Well, Dwight Howard is gay.
Imagine Dwight Howard listening to this. Jeffree Star fucked Dwight Howard. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
No
yeah.
conversation.
Dwight Howard's like listening to the podcast, like, "Bon douche, mama."
Yeah, yeah. Number 25, Dwight Howard. Have you seen that?
He just thinks in Chinese now. He's in China.
When you're watching,
he plays in China.
Yeah, he plays in China, and it's so funny.
I didn't know that.
I think we talked about it on the podcast, but it's so funny when they introduce him because they're so stoked. They're like, "Oh, number 25, Dwight Howard," and then he's just like. He's not a shooter, he's more of a dunker, but he's just like throwing Godzilla, shots over these tiny little Asian guys, and they're like, and the announcers all go, "Oh!" Like, they're so excited over everything.
Yeah, like a lot of those guys like will go, there's so many NBA players that have moved down to G League. Like,
yeah.
Fucking, that's a spam call. My fault.
You know, why not play in Ice Cube's League?
G League? Ice Cube League?
The Big Three.
Oh, yeah, the Big Three. That's for old guys. That's for old guys.
Dude, Kemba Walker's overseas now, though. He's like, putting up like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar numbers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude, like it's so there's so Boogie Cousins out there.
Yeah, there's like you can go to the Philippines. There's like they're all over the place. It's really weird.
My gym teacher growing up played like in Europe, and I had a guy actually when I ran restaurants in DC. There was a guy who was a regular. I cannot remember his name, but he got signed with the Timberwolves, and like fucked up, like just fucked around, like blew off his contract literally at the restaurant. He would come in and get like shit faced.
Oh
and
my
it's like,
God!
Oh, don't you have like a game this weekend?
That's crazy.
And he fucked it up so bad, he just had to like play in Europe. So he would still come party, but he would play in Europe and just destroy people. But he
could have been on the Timberwolves. It's like one of the best. Wow!
Sounds like he
That's
couldn't
crazy.
Lock in, dude.
Huh?
Sounds like he wasn't locked.
That's crazy because it's not like NBA exactly. players don't party; they all love to party. You know, so it's like.
I hate partying so much.
Really? Why?
Because I just want to go home and play PlayStation.
Is it the being around people or is it the...
I like drinking alcohol.
Yeah, being around people and it's like getting caught in conversation. I just like, I don't know. How am I supposed to... You know we can just cut that in.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted Scott to hear it.
I like it. No, I'm glad I heard that now.
Dwight Howard.
It's gonna make me want to cut it in more now that I know it's worth it. You know what I mean?
It's later on the video, but like as he heats up, they keep going like, "Oh!"
Here's the thing: is the thing I cut in is not gonna be him. It's gonna be two Asian guys going,
"Yeah!"
This is the most racist.
You know what you do? You should cut in, "Run, East Godzilla!"
Yeah, and Dwight Howard playing in the Godzilla clip. Okay, easy.
Have you seen the AI deepfake of like? It's not a deepfake, but they they made, and they do it in the every rapper's voice. They took the 2016 XXL freshman class and they made them all rap in Chinese, but in their voices.
No. I like that.
Yeah, so it's like little Uzi Vert going like, "Hushu pressure, hushu pressure, shun shu pressure." It's like, but his voice, and they're just speaking fluent Mandarin.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
They made everyone on the Nets say things in Mandarin for Chinese New Year, and I was like, that's the meanest thing you could have done, because NBA Twitter is just going to cut that anytime any of these guys have a bad name.
They should have gotten the Warriors to do that, get Draymond to say Mandarin stuff.
Konnichiwa. They already have him saying konnichiwa.
Oh, yeah. There's like a blurred out on the court, and he like is fluent in Japanese.
Yeah, Rui Hachimura, who is like half Japanese.
Oh, he's half Japanese.
Yeah, okay, well, he's half Japanese, so he's like fluent. And he's like, oh, and everyone in Japan like politely applauds. And then, and then they hand it over to Draymond, who just goes, konnichiwa. And then the whole crowd goes, ah! Because he's like a big star.
That's so, dude, we're so fucked. Yeah. We're all going to be Chinese in the next.
Get ready to learn Chinese, buddy.
Right. Mandarin.
Now yeah, they're banning TikTok, though. That'll stop them.
I was just going to bring that up.
This 21 Savage speaking Chinese.
This is the same amount I understand him normally.
Yeah,
right,
no,
yeah.
He's crazy. Even in Chinese, he has a learning disability.
You make him the smartest race, still
like
retarded.
I was watching Shane on Legion try to like hype him up. He was like, yeah, he's just the funniest. And he was just describing things like a retarded guy. I was like, hey, he's 21.
No, you find him entertaining.
Find him entertaining because he's just like not there.
Some rappers are funny, but in like... Well, 50 Cent is intentionally funny.
This is my theory, is that black people are going through their emo phase, rappers.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
Like everyone's like, Playboy Cardi. I'm like, you mean the guy who puts his thumbs through his sleeves?
I blame Drake.
It's like, that's your fucking like thug?
But it was not okay for rappers to cry until Drake, and then 808s and Heartbreak, and that just undid the dams. And this is the first generation that's like...
Mm. So he was like sort of the Archduke Franz Ferdinand of being gay as a rapper.
Not this is why that guy threw stuff at you, because he says things like that.
Oh, the Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm thinking.
You
like,
bring him
that,
up a
I
lot. This is like the fifth time you bring him up that
the
I've
Archduke
done.
Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
Yeah, it's the fifth time I brought up in the podcast.
It is
not
a good
today,
rap.
But
I will,
in general,
I will
you
say,
do bring up the Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
I will say, I also...
Okay, this is a new thing. I'm hearing
You didn't know that? Yeah, I'd say three, four
I'm hearing about this for the first time. Yeah.
It is the guy that started World War One by dying.
Yeah.
Do you think homeless people have like mind powers and then they can just like...
Well, they think it happened yesterday. Like the
no, they can hear my thoughts, because I don't say this stuff out loud around people besides you guys.
I don't know. I think you don't look like a guy that says this stuff. You do.
Yeah.
No, here's what it is. You guys just look like small to him, probably. And he's just like, oh, I'll fuck with these guys.
Yeah. You're just like white kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably thought you were like 12.
Let's not get hung up on the...
Yeah, why are we rationalizing?
We're
like,
talking about rap.
Yeah. Wolfgang's like, do you think it's because I mentioned Franz Ferdinand?
Why does that schizophrenic guy have a weird... looking at me weird.
I like how you changed it to the band, though. In your
head.
In your head, you were just saying...
Yeah.
Yeah, you left out the Archdukes, so now you're just talking about a Scottish...
I say, don't you know... No, I do think I actually use Franz Ferdinand as a good, like, oh, that was like the weird event that set off a chain reaction.
Derek's theory is rap is dead, and there's nobody. There's
his
no
playlist
rappers.
Is great. Does he do the Grove 34 playlist on Apple?
Derek's
music?
Very.
Oh, God, I hope it's dead.
I will say, like,
I'm tired of all this hippity hoppity bullshit.
What happened to Toby Keith?
You know what I want? He died
yeah,
recently.
He fucking died.
Oh, whoops.
And he looked terrible.
Oh, well, there we go.
Where were you when Toby Keith died in the news really recently, Robbie?
I was fucking.
Here's the thing. What's going to make a big comeback, and it's happening now with Bad Bunny, reggaeton. Yeah, you know that annoying genre of, that
hey,
genre of Hispanic music where just the beats just constantly... They only have one
reggaeton.
Beat. Yeah, reggaeton.
I think it's a reggaeton.
Well, I was doing it in the dialect.
Okay.
Because I'm a good actor.
What, hold on. Why does he think rap is dead?
There's just nobody doing like actual hip hop.
Kanye? Only...
No, Derek
Kanye
thinks rap is dead because he's tired of...
Kanye is his own thing. He's
Schoolboy Q came out with a good... I will say I overall do... That does resonate with me because I used to love hip hop and listen to a ton of it. And a lot of the new stuff just is
not
doesn't do it for me at all.
It's all beats.
No, Derek thinks rap is dead because he's tired of people like blasting rap on PlayStation Network through their like, speaker. Like, just like... Just that every time you're trying to play a game of Helldivers.
I do the red rum.
I serve the base. I do that to him like every time we dive in. I just throw that on, and he's just like, "Dude, stop doing that."
He takes his video games very seriously.
Dude, he's probably a higher level than me now. I'm sure he's played so much Helldivers since I've been gone.
Derek has this thing where he's like autistic about very certain. I don't know if you guys. He's the only person I know that's had it. But he has this thing where, like, we'll even be in there, and I'll be like, "Hey, can you throw on this YouTube video?" And he'll be like, "No, I already saw it. Like, this week, I just don't."
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow.
And he will, like, won't.
He'll set the boundary. That's just autism.
It's like, throw, like put it on for, it's a minute video.
Yeah.
And someone will be there and hasn't seen it, and he's just like,
Oh, he's like, won't play. He's like the Louis of YouTube videos. He's
crazy.
Actually, I'm the guy that brings up the YouTube video.
Yeah, it's very funny. He just draws hard.
Autistic people are just like, why would I do anything for anyone else?
Yeah, it's not
like
that.
Why would anything
it's
happen?
Not negative.
How's Liberty Radio going, by the way? Have you guys got that off the ground yet?
Shout out Helldivers too.
Yeah.
I have all the graphics. We need scripts.
Okay.
We need scripts for
Do you want me to write some?
What is it?
I would love if you pushed in Derek a little bit.
Yeah. I'll write some.
What's Liberty Radio?
Helldivers, so we want to do like a GTA style like they had radio. So we want to have like scripts for people. Like someone's Alex Jones. Me and Derek will be like the news desk people, and then we cut to like.
I
Wolf
am
Gang's
just gonna have
guy.
Jordan Peterson and Dr. Umar.
Yeah, just be whoever, and then that'd be hilarious. Them in that world talking about the different universes. But we want to make like a thing
see
and
the
have everybody do a character.
All these motherfuckers want to fight the bugs.
Yeah,
they bug hopping. They Bugs Bunny hopping. They are Bugs Bunny hopping.
We'll have a YouTube channel that's lo-fi.
Meanwhile,
and then it cuts to the radio thing.
All the brothers,
and it'll keep up with what's actually going on.
All the brothers,
in the
Scott,
game.
Are out of Mavellian Creek. That's where the brothers go. That's where fighting Automaton Queen.
Automaton. My name is Automaton.
That's what we're doing.
Queen.
I do not believe in fighting. The black men should not be over there fighting those white ass bugs. They shouldn't be doing it. That's not their place. Do we keep going?
I like it. I don't think it's for anybody, but
I don't think. Yeah, the problem is Robbie doesn't play the video.
I drop it in a clip.
We gotta get Robbie.
A hot girl came up on my Instagram and I got distracted.
Okay, for the camera, please.
Who was she hot? Elaine Benes?
No, it's this girl.
No, I'm desensitized to hot women on Instagram.
Yeah, is that a yellow card? Are we gonna flag the play? I don't know. I don't know what a hot woman is. I only think my wife's hot.
That's all right, very, I'm the only smart. Straight man here. What do we think about Sydney Sweeney, fellas?
Yeah, guys,
back.
I'm gay. I'm gay for my wife.
I'm not a tit guy.
You're not a tit guy?
I don't like him.
I think there's the pendulum swung.
Yeah, my motherfucker
it's
likes
like weed
ass.
Where,
Chocolate City, baby. Chocolate City. Yeah, that's right. That's that
Look,
DC
I like
love.
Both. Here's the thing. I think the pendulum swung too far for ass. Much like,
oh, yeah.
You know?
I've just
much
never...
like weed was like stigmatized forever. But then once it was legalized, everyone was like, well, it's okay to smoke. It's healthy, actually.
I just don't like titty fucking. So it's like
I don't
really...
like titty fucking either, but I like looking and grabbing them.
But liking titties is anti-trans.
No, some trans people go
titties.
Nuts with the tits.
Some.
The ones I like.
You're being racist.
The cool ones.
No, ass is like a gender.
Yeah,
it's
everyone can get a nice ass.
Yeah, it's very cool.
But here's
inclusionary
the thing.
Hole.
Small titties can be nice, too.
Yeah, but there's like specific asses that like only women have. There's like a... Asked, well, maybe
no
I'm,
trans
maybe.
Girls can
no,
get
let's
the girl
go, no,
ass.
Let's I want to know.
I don't know. I just feel like you can tell when it's a man's ass.
You know what kind of like woman ass I like? Because the
Wolfgang has a woman
I don't.
Ass.
What?
I do sort of. My girlfriend in college
can
always
you show
tried
up and
to
stand sideways.
Yeah, you want to?
Yeah, give a little some. Give a little some for the ladies.
Yeah, Robbie, why don't you get up and do a spin for the camera? Because
I don't have a woman's ass. I just have a bad ass. I have a terrible.
You have a
bad ass.
Oh, he's a cool guy comic now.
Yeah,
I'm saying the things the libs don't want me to say.
That sounds like someone.
Yo, so like I like. Yeah, I'll do a Peter Fowler bit.
Dating so
weird. Yo, so I have like a girlfriend and like we have sex all the time, right? But like we never have like 2 weeks or something, man. That's fucking crazy.
That's hilarious, Peter.
Really funny stuff, man. It's cool that you have a girlfriend that has sex a lot. That's like really cool, man. And that's funny.
Robbie, when's the last time you got one off?
What?
When's the last time you got one off with a fair lady of the city?
Like
or an unfair one.
What does get one off mean? Like what's the definition?
Nutting in a pussy.
I've not come in a while in a pussy. It's been a long time.
Don't Bill Clinton is this. When's the last time you had sex with a woman?
Oh, yeah, like a week, 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
Nice.
Week and a half, maybe. Thanks.
Was it enjoyable? Did you enjoy it?
That's what the liberals don't want you doing, having straight sex.
Yeah.
Was it straight sex?
Yeah, you know.
Congrats.
As straight as you can get with a woman from Pine Box Rock Shop.
So that's kind of gay. That's pretty gay. That's a
Mid alert. Yeah. We've triggered the mid alert.
Probably a trans.
Robbie had sex with mid.
A trans woman.
This bitch definitely did not have eyebrows and cuts her own hair.
Yeah, she has no hair but sideburns.
She's a very pretty lady and very nice. Okay. But
are you seeing each other?
No. I mean, it was just like, you know, it was just fun. But, you know, look, alcohol happens and then things happen. You know how it is.
That's exciting.
Yeah, dude, I don't want to talk about how much sex
I
have.
You got overwhelmed by the liberal intelligentsia.
I really was. Matt McCusker was like, ooh, tell me more about Karl Marx.
Are you guys ready for Donald Trump to get elected again and everyone to lose their fucking mind?
I can't wait.
Yeah.
No, that's going to suck. It was like,
no, like, you know, that was the worst time. They didn't learn their lesson, so they got to get spanked again. And if that means like the whole world going to shit for like 4 years, and it really actually won't. Because it's like, the thing is about him that like I do like is that he is like very adverse towards going into war. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't want to do that. Whereas all these other people seem to be warmongers pushing for like conflict with like Iran, Ukraine, like all these things that like, I don't care. We're already run. Like what's one proxy government kind of just puppeteering us to another if like he's like a puppet for Russia?
I mean, Trump did come close to war with Iran though, when he like randomly struck that general. Like, it's like, okay.
That speech that your general delivered after we killed that guy was amazing.
Yeah. I almost feel like Biden.
Speech, but he de-escalated Korea, pulled us out of Afghanistan. I'm just saying that, like,
No, Biden pulled us out of Afghanistan. Trump didn't pull us
Trump
out.
Trump was already pulling us out of Afghanistan.
I did it, actually. No, but Biden actually.
Trump's thing
but
was
so
he's going
to
wait and do it slowly and make sure we didn't leave
no, here's
a bunch
what it
of
was.
Planes
was like,
and tanks.
This is going to be really hard, and I don't want to do it.
This is where we're going to get an argument. But we left the Taliban, like, a shitload of weapons.
Of course, because
like,
pulling out, because it was a bad idea.
It was supposed to take time, and Biden wanted to win,
exactly.
So he did it.
No, it was. There was no good way to get
that's,
out of there.
I agree with that. We shouldn't have been there. I mean, that's the argument.
There
of
was
like
no. There's like no good way to complete. Like, we still have people in fucking Korea for this reason.
The real argument is George Bush. This is George Bush's fault.
Hey, what do we do?
This is George Bush's fault.
It shouldn't
that's
have
the real argument.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with Trump or Biden.
Well, no. It's really actually Israel's fault. At the end of the day, everything really does lead back to them.
Well, actually, it's because
there are BPD girlfriend, and we keep getting into fights at the bar because they keep talking shit.
Honestly, the real person who sucked was Russia, because they invaded Afghanistan in the 70s. We were just chilling.
Yes, and they did invade you guys pretty hard.
Yeah, but no one ever wins. They lost. So,
but you know what? You know what? China owns you guys now. They own all your mineral rights.
Oh, mineral rice.
It's so. Ooh.
Oh, how much? $4.99 for mineral rice.
Mineral rice is so nutritious.
Oh, egg roll and rice.
Hello, my name is Daniel Pinview. I'm something of a mineral man. I'm
when
something
I say
of a
that
rice
I
man.
Have a lot of rice, I think you will agree.
I eat your romaine. I eat it up. I reach across the table, and I eat your romaine.
I give you egg roll for $1.99 extra.
I have abandoned my daughter.
Yeah.
I have abandoned my daughter.
I'm waiting for
that. I wanted a boy and I abandoned my daughter.
Oh, we are building railroad for Panda Express.
She's on Plainview. Oh, we're never going to work in Hollywood ever.
Daniel, plain rice or brown rice?
Daniel, plain rice.
Plain rice or brown rice? Brown rice extra.
So Shisha and plain rice.
What we'll do is we'll go into the black neighborhoods.
And we'll open up grocery stores.
We'll send them fried chicken and sugary sauce. We'll pretend it's from China.
What we're going to start doing, we'll put fentanyl and shrink. In the weed.
Why don't I own this? Why don't I own this?
That's great.
Yep. I've abandoned
international politics.
Yeah.
What's that? That's our political.
I love that thing. I just went right to racism after my brief geopolitical lesson.
I think that was less embarrassing than like
I agree,
like
trying to
actually
talk about Afghanistan where I agree. We need to get back to the basics.
Yeah, we have moments of like lucidity, then we sundown. We sundown
it's good
and we
though,
freak.
But
yeah,
it's funnier to be it's funny. Much like
Trump right back into the homeless guy. It's like when the homeless guy gets off at the stop he knows he's once again and then he goes back to being nuts. Well,
much like Trump, it's like
yeah, Sean,
he's best when he's just like half remembering things and doing racist voices.
Sean Patton has that great bit about how like he saw like a homeless guy going spurging out and then a jogger with an ass so fat. Like the homeless guy stopped for a second and was like, damn. And he's like, damn, that ass was so fat. He like was sane for a second.
Yeah. That's great.
And not tits.
It's true. I love an ass. I'm not anti-ass.
That's because there's not as many white homeless people as there are others.
Black people like tits. Not. There's no proof of that.
There are in Portland, Oregon. I will say that. There's so many white homeless in Portland, Oregon. It's crazy.
Yeah, but that's like, but they all had trust funds at one point.
Yeah, but they don't think they're homeless.
They're all just junkies. Here's the thing. Yeah,
they're like, oh, we live in a commune.
Yeah, they all live, like, live in a commune. Yeah, like white homelessness is really.
Last time it stems from like just being a fucking pillhead or being a druggie, whereas like you can just like you just got born too black in America.
That's true.
Like you just got fucked.
Yeah,
too hard.
That's true.
And
a white guy has to. If you see a white homeless guy, you're like, oh, come on, man! Like, what are you fucking?
Like, it's only acceptable when it's like one of those guys. It was like my daughter and wife died in a car crash, and I was so depressed. I got laid off from my job, and I lost the house. Like one of those guys, yes, and he just can't go back to his life. Like something so tragic happened.
Yeah,
individually, but like a lot of times in Portland, it's like, I was just hanging out too hard, man. Yeah. And now I'm the mayor. I'm the mayor of this tent city.
We don't have any police in like this, like on this sidewalk.
My dad was a senator. Look at me. I'm in politics too.
Yeah. I told him I can run a city too, Dad. I don't know why he has a Delco accent.
It's like a ripped shirt that he wrote mayor on with
him. I was on Haight Ashbury last Christmas. And I walked by. There's a lot of white homeless on Haight Ashbury, of course. Because it's culture and tradition. It's in San Francisco. It's like the cliche hippie street. It's like where all that summer love shit went down, basically.
But
I walked by a van and there was like a homeless couple in there, and one of them they were just screaming at each other.
Oh, dude!
I was like, aren't you guys supposed to be peace and love and shit?
I'm so retarded. I was in Austin. I saw this like homeless person under a blanket, and they're like, and it like looked like the thing, like when it was transforming. I was like, oh my god, he's transforming. They're like, they have like a rat king, like a homeless rat king. And then I just realized, oh, it's two homeless people fucking like under the blanket. But they're going at it. But these people are like, they're scary there. They need to be.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but one of their favorite pastimes is screaming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the homeless people's favorite
things to
do.
South by Southwest, when like dudes are like blasting their mixtape out loud, like you're seeing, like, I saw a homeless guy get jumped by like these black guys that were like, because he was like, they were like just playing their mixtape.
Hilarious.
And honestly, like, you know what? Those guys were like nice about it. Like, come on, man. We're just here. We're trying to like, they were trying to reason with him, which is stupid. And then he was like, shut up. Shut up! And then he just, you know, and bomb's coming. And then he just let one out. Nah. And then they just, they're like, all right. And they just beat the fucking piss out of this guy.
That's what you get.
Yeah, they talked the ultimate level of shit you can.
And this is the thing, though. Like, there's a thing of homeless people. It's like everyone just ignores them 100% of the time. Wait. So being loud to them is like, but yeah, at least someone's looking at
there
you.
There were white people eating outside. Like, there was this woman like eating brunch while it happened. And like while they're beating him up, she's like, good for them. And I was like, oh, these people are evil.
That's progressive, dude.
That's
like
Get Out.
They're so progressive,
the
Republican. There's just like pitting. They're so, white people are so good at pitting people against each other.
Don't get involved. It's their natural habitat.
Why move a king in when you can let a rook take a pawn?
Yeah.
Ooh. Nice. And on that thought, are we at an hour or what?
I don't know. I can check.
40?
Okay.
We got to shell another 20 for the piggies.
Yeah. Take a little time.
Do you have any more geopolitical takes?
I have more stuff I wrote down.
I mean, that's like I like serious talk.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, you're a real type motherfucker.
I'm a serious
boy. You're real talk.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I like to talk to him, man.
I like to think.
So, yeah, I have some more Oscars takes.
All right, yeah, let's hear him. I didn't watch it, so like
it
I might
very
be out of the
unwoke,
loop. But
it was like a throwback to like the kids when I was a kid watching the Oscars.
I watch a guy on YouTube who like always talks about how woke everything is.
I mean, everything is 2015.
Like
it's like
I was like, why is this so much fun for once? I was like, oh, because there's no lectures.
It's 2015 again, dude. We got Cavs Warriors matchup. We got fucking Jon Stewart back.
Yeah,
we got
that's crazy.
Trump
again. we got PlayStation 5 graphics that, to be honest, just have PlayStation 4 graphics.
Yeah, that's for real.
Don't get me wrong, Witcher 3, that was like 2015. Oh my god, best year of my life.
Oh, it was great. It was actually great.
Getting pussy playing Witcher 3. My grandpa was still alive.
Happy birthday, Steph Curry, by the way, speaking of which. Fuck.
Stephon
Curry.
Did I ever tell you my dad went to
Pacino gave up at the end, though. Here's the funniest part. So Pacino comes up at the end to present Best Picture, and you're supposed to say the nominees. And he just kind of goes up there like, Best Picture, what an award, huh? Whoever wins is in this envelope here. My eyes see Oppenheimer. everyone's like, wait, what? Did he just fucking say it? So it's like a little pause, like, yeah, you know, so get up here. And then the music starts playing, and everyone's like, I guess we fucking won.
I'm about to have a kid, by the way.
It's like, I way past my bedtime.
That's so funny.
It's so, you gotta watch it. It's, and so everyone's like, what? It was so pissed on
top. I loved Oppenheimer. They had a big bomb.
Oh.
And your head was right up.
I'm drunk and tired and old. Oppenheimer, what a picture. Even I'm surprised I just said it out loud.
Oppenheimer, do something about it.
Do something about that. Oh.
No, but
you're gonna get a big statue. He gonna build a big bomb. I have become death, destroyer of pussy.
Why?
I don't know why he's horny too. So that was amazing. That was.
I like that their little thing got ruined. That makes me very happy.
It was like the perfect. It was the perfect way to end the, because it's like one of the few celebrities I love doing it to.
Yeah,
like, that's fucking awesome.
Like, you were like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, he's goated, yeah, for sure. Speaking
of goated. And De Niro was like watching him. They cut to him. He was like, nice job, Al. Well done. He seemed to like, he didn't smile all night, but then when he saw Al Pacino, he was like, that's my friend.
He looked furious most of the times they cut to him.
De Niro, yeah, he looked.
Yeah, he's got a newborn, dude. He's probably getting barely any sleep.
He's a guy with a newborn and a wife he hates.
Dude,
yeah, the president that he can't stand.
And he's so old.
Dude, they cut to him when he was, I can't remember what the fuck they cut to him for. They were talking about him, and he just looked like
so infuriated.
My
wife keeps changing my baby's diaper. I need my diaper changed.
Well, he lost a fucking Iron Man.
What was he in?
You're
talking about
Oppenheimer.
Yeah,
and he was great in it. He should have
played
won.
Strauss, and then
that movie
what?
Sucked. Dude.
So De Niro lost for Killers of the Flower Room.
Room. Good. Yeah. Get it wrong.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
You liked it?
I did. I loved it. Oh, that was fantastic.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Hey, yeah. Don't gay guy me. Good. Get it wrong. Don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that to me.
Stop.
Don't do that. That pissed me off so much. Don't fucking do that to me.
Sorry, it's your pod.
No, dude, it's our pod.
It's our pod.
Your third chair. Now that we have no gun, your third chair again.
Oh, okay. I'm slightly underneath a gun. That's
yeah,
fun.
Yeah. But hey, who isn't?
Who likes Killers of the Flower? That movie?
I did. I thought it was
they
great.
They just beat you. They explained it to you in the first, like, 30 minutes, and then they just beat you over the head with it for another 30 minutes.
But it's a
minutes,
true story.
My roommates are girls.
What kind of argument is that?
My roommates are girls, and they liked it, so it has to be bad.
Thank you. I thought it was really good.
Proof.
Yeah,
argue that.
I saw Anatomy girls of a like Fall, it. Too, which girls like.
Anatomy of a Fallout
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. Anatomy of a Fallout
going down, well, to the Oscars.
My husband's
heaven.
Falling down and he killed himself. Or maybe I killed him. We'll find out. That's the point of the movie. Is basically
loaded pedophile complex. Cock it and pull it.
It's definitely for girls because it's basically like a
the
French.
The country is run by fucking pedophiles.
Yeah. It's like a French SVU episode, basically. Yeah. But it was good. I liked it.
Oh, Anatomy of the Fall.
Yeah.
I was hearing.
Girls love murder.
They love.
They love
sexual
murder.
Violence.
They love sexual violence and murder.
Murder. Murder. Ooh.
They love
a murder mystery.
They love it when you kill the pussy.
I love Sandler. He's so lazy.
Put
some of his movies are just
forever.
Like, lately some of his movies are just like what the movie is, like murder mystery. Like that's the
I
name
like
of that
the
movie.
Space thing. That was good.
Oh, I didn't
Paul
watch that.
Dano.
Was it good?
Oh, you mean Netflix's Interstellar?
Yeah.
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 If Spider-Man Sandler goes Interstellar.
Is it going good? To space.
It's kind of just like, it's less of, it's like if they did a space version, it's like if Interstellar had like a Swiss Army Man aspect to it.
Okay. I like that.
Which I guess makes sense because both movies have Paul Dano being this kind of like very not, like kind of, you're not sure if it's real or not.
He's always a weirdo and everything.
Was yeah, I mean, he's literally a giant spider, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
I was like, I didn't see him in the thing.
Maybe I'll watch that then. Yeah,
yeah, it's his
cool.
voice.
The I looked, well, the thing was good. The preview looks really cool, and then
yeah.
you look at the reviews. And
the reviews
terrible.
Were bad. That's
they're
why
really
I didn't check
bad.
It out. Yeah.
yeah. But
Dune was great. I know that wasn't like, on this docket, but like fuck Dune 2 fucking ripped, dude.
Yeah.
I think girls are interested in violence because they don't live in that world.
My die knife.
Yeah, they get to fantasize. Well, they're like, what if I got murdered?
Yeah, but they don't understand violence from the other
yeah,
side.
They like,
oh, yeah,
they
yeah,
like.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why they like Dune, dude. Like, Austin Butler's like a weird Scandinavian fucking alopecia-ridden
hey,
freak killing women
yeah.
and cutting them up. I love
that's
him.
That's cool. I could fix him.
I love
he
him.
Wouldn't kill me.
I would love if a man gave me that much attention.
Yeah.
I could fix
that's
him.
So he's thinking about me.
He's, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so...
Yeah, you'd think with their desire to fix things, they'd be better at home repairs.
Hey. Broads?
Sorry, guys.
Small hands.
Austin's in the building right now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Austin Wolfgang.
Austin Wolfgang Butler. I love hitting women. I'm Austin Butler. I'm a convicted pedophile rapist.
I'm moving to Austin Butler.
Austin Butler in Austin, Texas. I'm going to do Kill Tony. It's going to be my minute of fame.
I'm going to kill and cut up Tony.
I'm going to kill him with a gun. I'm going to bring it in there.
We were talking about this a little bit earlier. RFK said Aaron Rodgers was going to be his vice president. And Steph Curry might run. I think Aaron Rodgers versus Steph Curry might be the election we deserve.
I mean, he's like, all right, they're not going to give run it on to his me. Own? Might as well.
Steph? No, they just asked him if he would run for president, and he didn't rule it out. Which is very silly.
But he wouldn't run till
his contract is up, which would be next election.
I'd vote for Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, what's the like? what's the drone equivalent of like hitting a full court shot?
A drone.
Basically what Trump did, like taking out that general and having there was no retaliation. That was like a buzzer beater.
I love that we went and killed that guy, and then the guy gave a speech and was like, "If you do anything about it."
Yeah,
other people will raise your fucking kids and stuff.
Yeah, then nothing happened. It was all rhetoric. Yeah,
it's just so funny to kill a guy, assassinate a guy, and then threaten them again.
Right. Yeah. And if like, you even don't dare you fucking do think a about thing. It, he's like, it's basically like, it's Tony Soprano. It's like, if you even fucking think about doing anything about this,
it's a great speech.
There's nothing. Yeah. It's very. But yeah,
we're gonna kill your kids too.
It's kind of weird. I kind of feel bad for Aaron Rodgers though, because
I did tag that on there.
Who was that? Oh yeah, Chris. Yeah.
The general.
Yeah.
I feel a little bad for Aaron Rodgers because as soon as RFK was like, yeah, I don't know, I really like Aaron Rodgers, CNN like published really some story that was Aaron like, Rodgers. 10 years ago, Aaron Rodgers told me.
Yeah. He takes a lot of bold stances on the vaccine, and I think it's pretty revolutionary.
He sounds how Joe Biden looks.
Yeah, he just sounds awful.
they Freaky Friday.
Yeah, they should switch voices. Every time I make fun of RFK online, people are like, it's from a medical condition. It's like, yeah, idiot, that doesn't make it not weird.
Yeah.
It's
still, notice how Joe challenges people to push-up contests, but he's never challenged me to one.
That's it. It's also like, you are
like a real RFK.
You are kind of voting on who you want to hear talk.
I got the impression down, dude.
Yeah. You say you feel bad for Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, kind of, because he didn't even say he was running for anything. RFK was just like kind of name dropping him, and then suddenly
people
CNN
just hate a white boy that's goated and a little bit arrogant.
Well, then CNN came out with this article that was like Aaron Rodgers in private told people he thought Sandy Hook was a conspiracy like 10 years ago. I'm like, why is this even a story? This is like so not newsworthy.
The last time he tried to run, he tore his Achilles.
So that's I know. That's so true.
hey, how about you do it, make a completion before you fucking run?
You know what? It's just the liberal media doesn't have the capacity to understand that a white guy with good dick game is absolutely psychotic and insane.
Yeah, they think they can do whatever they want.
How about Mr. Aaron Rodgers?
A white guy that fucks like a black guy? Get out of town.
How about Mr. Aaron Rodgers' neighborhood? And he's like, I hope you're not vaccinated.
I like Aaron Rodgers.
He seems like
Aaron Elliott Rodgers.
Aaron Elliott Rodgers.
Why does nobody get that attention from that group of people and then not go insane
Women
with it?
Women don't get that the vaccine's bad, and when I talk about it, I give them the ick.
Women need to do ayahuasca.
Women.
That'll solve their medical ailments.
Women think they're
ailments.
So good just because they found a new way to call things gay by calling it icky. They think they're so clever.
But what were you saying? Aaron Rodgers.
Everybody that like is reasonable a little bit on any of that stuff ultimately just crosses like a weird line.
Oh yeah, because they're YouTube addicted. They usually just have YouTube.
Yeah, it's just dopamine. It's like Peterson, all these fucking people.
That was QAnon. QAnon was just boomers not realizing that YouTube was fake. You know, it was just like.
You telling me Mr. Beast drove a train into the center of the earth?
Alan, Kurt Metzger.
God, Kurt Metzger is so sad.
It's just all these people that you love, and it's like. I wouldn't even say Callen. I didn't love Callen. I never liked Callen. But he just went full right immediately as soon as this stuff
comedians
happened.
Comedians fucking love money, and they just realize they can make... Once they saw that their YouTube dollar signs went up the more they talk like this, they're like... The comedian brain is... They're so susceptible to it. It's just like, oh, this is what they want
to
hear.
But for Kurt to play second fiddle to Jimmy Dore is like that's one of the saddest things that ever happened
it's
to
very
comedy.
Egregious, but whatever, man.
Just saying Alex Jones
I get what it is. It really is the fucking... two-faced thing of like you either die here or live long enough to see yourself become
a
villain.
Either
like,
die Andy Haynes or live
you see these people fucking struggle and it just eventually like it makes you psychotic.
That's how I feel about Mike Tyson fighting Jake Paul.
Oh my god, that's so
it's
depressing.
Like, dude, god damn it, like I have a Mike Tyson poster in my room. I honestly want to like
it's gonna be that's gonna be such a sad spectacle.
I don't want to see it. I don't. Yeah. I wish I didn't live in.
At
the
least
universe.
Logan Paul joining the Lakers, I can be like, well, now I can double hate that.
Someone told me that he's allowed to like. Logan Paul's involved also, and he's allowed to like tag him in.
What's that?
And, like, Logan. They have like a stipulation where they can both fight him at the same.
Oh,
time.
Oh, but Logan said he turned down the fight.
Okay.
Because he was like, Mike Tyson is old and probably senile, and I think that joke might be taking advantage of his dementia.
That's what Logan said? Yeah, but that's all orchestrated too.
Yeah, he's like, I hear he's good at wrestling. I hear he's good at WWE.
Yeah, but their whole life is orchestrated.
Boys.
All
they're, of it. They're big boys. Yeah. They're
nothing
like
they do. It's Kardashians for dudes. Yeah.
Yes, they are. Nothing, but that's streaming. I wonder what me and Derek were talking about this the other day, the half-life of these people that get like pop off on these social media platforms. Obviously not the Logan brothers. They've been around forever.
And they've reinvented themselves a lot.
Yeah, but a lot. In the end, that's what you have to do. But a lot of
people they really tried to snipe him when he went to did the Suicide Force thing.
That's what I heard about him.
Like they were like, yeah,
that kind of put him on the map weirdly, though. That turned him into more of a household name. He's always been a heel, so it's like, okay, this is kind of a new brand.
Yeah, before that, he was doing like Disney show shit, and like, you know, like he did a movie that was basically a Bill Burr joke, where like they had to take a test.
And that doesn't seem that bad because now some YouTube guy, there's a guy who just goes around punching people or like trying to get people to fight him.
Yeah, he has security guards.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Which that makes Logan that makes a Suicide Forest look like fucking nothing.
We're moving into Idiocracy. I know it's like not a hot take.
No, but for
like,
real,
it is so apparent, like on its face, that everything is just falling apart.
Legit dystopia.
Dude, every day I wake up, I think about what Ted Kaczynski said.
I'm Ted Kaczynski.
There it is.
Ted the Bear Kaczynski.
You knew that was coming.
I'm the Unabomber.
I know how to push all of his little buttons.
Lois, I'm going to blow up. I'm gonna send a bomb in the mail, Lois. Yeah. And there's nothing you can do about it. Also, I'm Peter.
Yeah. You want to see hey, Robbie, there's
Industrial Revolution and its consequences have been a disaster for mankind.
By the way, Robbie, I ran into a woman in Austin. Looks like Jessica Rabbit. She said, what's up?
Really?
See?
Thing for Jessica. What?
No, he's like,
I like redheads. There's so many hot ones at the Oscars, and I was like,
I mean, dude, Bryce Dallas Howard. Oh my God, Ron Howard's daughter.
Yeah,
dude, pog of the century.
Would
I like the redhead from Succession for a while?
Yeah,
What's Christina Hendricks is also very.
I dated a few redheads.
Beautiful.
Are very hot.
Yeah,
yeah.
I dated. Yeah,
the best. Yeah. Some of the best.
My girlfriend.
They're really horny.
A lot. Yeah,
I know.
Redheads are very horny.
Believe me, I know.
Which I like.
Yeah,
but I've never been. It makes me feel a little emasculated.
My dad
used to hornier than me. Yeah. Every single redhead.
My dad used to warn me about redheads when I was a kid.
It's like, oh, they'll cheat.
He's like, they'll cheat. They'll lock their legs. And I'm like 8. I'm like, what? He's like just drunk at the table, like explaining like how to like get
pulled. Your dad awesome.
Now blow out the candles, son.
I forgot to say it, but when you were mentioning Steph Curry's birthday, when my dad went over to go eat at Del Curry's house, because my dad like helped build his wine cellar, I was like, he like told me about it, and I was like, oh, that's cool. Can I come? He's like, yeah, sure. And then like a week later, he's like, yeah, I went to Del Curry's house. He's such a nice guy. And I was like, wait, you went without me? He's like, yeah. And it's like, I wanted to go. I was like, yeah, that's why I didn't invite you.
Oh, wow.
I was like,
my dad would come his pants if he went to Del Curry's house. My dad would literally.
My dad's like a very extreme character building. No, he thinks that like just being mean to me builds character because my mom's nice to me.
Oh, I see.
Your parents are good cop, bad cop.
At least he's on his face about it. At least he's not like.
Oh, he's always been straightforward.
He's
got
to take you to Del Curry's house. That's fucking cool as fuck, man. That's crazy. My dad took me to meet Bill Russell. I wasn't even in a basketball.
I mean, I got to meet Steph Curry because he would come. Del Curry had a basketball camp at the JCC, and I'll go play pickup there in high school.
Nice.
The days of when I didn't fucking pull a hamstring playing pickup basketball.
You're still like 20.
I know. I'm just retarded. I don't work out anymore since I've let my body go to shit moving here. But like he would come
I've been
and
back
like,
in the gym.
Dude, Steph Curry was doing like crazy dunks that he never really does.
He doesn't dunk. Yeah, that's crazy.
But he was like doing like crazy ones just for the kids, and they were like all cheering and stuff, and it was so sick. And he was just like, yeah, he said hi to everybody. He was such a nice guy.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I'm glad it's not.
But
like
he is. He does support a Zionist institution. So
which one?
The JCC.
Oh, the JCC.
Literally the JCC. Every time, like in 2014, even like that's a thing I already told on the podcast. Never mind.
I was listening to Del Curry called a game between, like, on one team was Steph and on the other was his son Seth. And it was funny how little commentary he had, though. He's just like, yep, that's like how I taught him in high school. Like, you just say stuff like
that.
Yeah,
he's basically if, like, LeVar Ball was Forrest Gump.
Yeah, kind
of. that's my ball out, though.
Well done. Very good job.
Playing fundamentals.
Yeah. I taught him how to do that.
Look at that ball movement.
And then he kept on dunking. Jenna told me that they wouldn't make it in the NBA, but then they did.
Life is like a game of basketball, mama always
said.
You got to keep the ball moving.
Yeah. Life is like a basketball is like a box of chocolates, mostly black.
Yeah.
Wolfgang pulled basketball? His hamstring.
Do I?
Did Dell?
Yeah, he was in the NBA.
Wolfgang pulled but his Steph hamstring. Is like way bigger. Died on a Sunday. Yeah. I miss Wolfgang.
I miss Wolfgang.
He died.
I wish Wolfgang's dad brought his son to my wine cellar that day. I was looking forward to meeting him.
Lieutenant Robbie, why ain't you got no spots this month? Why ain't you got no...
I'm actually at Pine Box Rock Shop tomorrow night doing the show where they heckle you, because that's the quality of spot I can get. Chris Gauntlet. Yeah. Should I not do that?
Whatever. Have fun.
All right.
I got bumped from Dan Toomey's show today.
Really?
Oh, nice. Kill.
Yeah, because...
You got me Toomey'd?
Okay. Yeah, I got me Toomey'd. Well, just... Which I love Dan, and I appreciate... He's, like, going to book me on a different one in April, but, like, it sucks because I was going to do Cap City tonight in Austin, but I was like, oh, I'm already booked on this thing Dan's letting me do a guest spot on.
Damn. Oh, no.
I should have stayed and done Cap City. Yeah.
Always do that.
Yeah, well, I didn't know. I was like, and I feel weird telling him that because it's like, he's a nice guy and he wasn't being malicious. He's just got to put like.
If you tell him that, then it's only for you.
Yeah, exactly.
But just
it's only
that.
For me. No, I just have to be silently kind of like irked about it and, you know, just get
have him
it.
Ask so you can be like, yeah, I could have been in Cap City. So. Yeah, that like, that's how I do it. You go, oh, I could have done
no, no big deal. I could have done Cap City, you know.
Yeah, it could be
Sean Gardini. I'll be doing it. So.
Yeah.
I did miss like Sean. It was nice to see him.
No, Sean's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love LeMaire. I miss LeMaire dearly.
Yeah, dude. He's actually genuinely very upset about Akira Toriyama dying.
I knew he would be. I knew he would be. The Dragon Ball
He has
Z
a very guy. Mexican reaction.
He was
to
one of the
Dragon
first people that I thought of when I heard that guy died.
Dude, the Mexican, like
crying, like,
do you not know, like, the like this might be a meme or it might be, like, I'm pretty sure it's actually real. The cartels had, like, a momentary truce.
That was fake. That was debunked, but that was very funny, though. Do you see Stephen A. Smith? They asked him on a show, like,
Vegeta.
Yeah, well, he was like, it was funny because, like, 2 minutes, he was like, as we all know, what's his name? Like, Akira
Toriyama.
Akira Toriyama. He's meaning a lot to the anime community and the Japanese people, and I just want to say, this is a very sad day, and we have to respect his legacy. Now, who would I take in this fight? Goku or Vegetal? Vegetal!
I don't really like his name.
He kept calling him Vegetal. And he clearly never seen Dragon Ball Z.
That's like someone told him black kids love anime.
Yeah,
and he
was
like, I'll do a thing.
He's amazing. He's like Trump, where he's amazing at just like talking about something he has no idea
about.
Bro,
they both have unk brain. They're unks.
Yeah.
Who, him and Shannon?
No, Shannon is unk.
Yeah,
they call him unk. Yeah, he's
unk.
Come on, Skip.
Come on, Skip.
No, you know me, man. I'm Mr. Touch and Bus. A redhead that looks like Jessica Rabbit come in.
Guess how much this watch cost?
With a team.
$3 million. Guess where I was booked? Cap City.
He made more money off that cat interview than he did his
entire NFL. Yeah, that's what he said.
Every year in his career.
That's crazy. I mean, that makes sense.
Attention to comedy.
A hit YouTube video right now. Yeah. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.